good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
This is a great day here in Cowboy Land, Rhines. I don't know why you're trying to rain on it.
I'm not. I'm not trying to rain on anything.
I mean, if you want to look at this thing realistically, the Cowboys should be 3-0. If Darren Woodson would have been in the ballgame against Minnesota.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
JD,
that is ridiculous.
JD, Darren Woodson was not going to cover Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, he's overrated. And I'm glad that he's not on our team. Because when it comes time to make a big play, Randy Moss is not around. And if you can get him on against a subpar player, if there is one in the NFL, and they certainly are, he's always looked, that's when he seems to turn it on, and he can make that play against that type player.
Well, let me tell you something. Darren Woodson would not have made a whit of difference in that game.
Oh, God, I guarantee you what.
JD, as great a player as Darren Woodson is, and there is no bigger Darren Woodson fan around here than me, he wouldn't have made any difference in that game.
Well, that's the way you think about it, but I know football. I understand it. But I can tell you one thing. Joe Gibbs, he's overrated too, and he was in the league when the Cowboys were down, and he got his stuff. It was all bogus. And it's just like I've said about Tom Landry. If Tom Landry would have been in the AFC, if the Cowboys would have been in the AFC like the Dolphins, he'd own every record over there instead of Don Shula. So I don't want to hear about all these people in another league, because the Cowboys are a five-time world champion. And I tell you what, Philadelphia, they ain't seen nothing yet. You bring them right on down here, because we're ready to go to war with them. And I can tell you this about the Cowboys. They might lose. I don't think they are, but they might. But they're not going to blow us out. And I'll tell you this right now. I think the Cowboys are going to kick everybody's rear end. And that includes Philadelphia. We may split with them, but I'm just looking forward. I hate that the Cowboys are off this next week, but we're going to be recuperating, and Big Phil, he's going to be in there fine-tuning this big, bad machine. And I guarantee you what, folks, and all you Cowboy naysayers, you stick it in your ear, because the Cowboys are number one, and good morning to you.
Just let him go when he gets going like that.
He's the only one. He and Paul the Damn Viking are the only ones that get to go.
One more here?
They're the only ones that get to talk to their finish, aren't they, Rhines?
All right. We'll end on a high.
That was a high?
I'd say that's a high. Anytime we hear from JD, that's a high for me. All right. That was some good Cowboy phonage we had today.
That was.
Nicely done out there. And I believe it was all white guys, too. Oddly enough.
Hey, let me ask you this before we go, because I was missed yesterday. Did you like that Colts-Green Bay game?
I love that Colts-Green Bay game.
I was thinking
was
about you when
awesome
I was watching
stuff.
That. I was thinking about you when I was watching that, because I bet you were loving that.
That was a great show, boy.
You know what that was? Wasn't that an old AFL game?
Pretty much. All right. Get ready for the perfect pair next here on The Ticket.